Afternoon, ladles and jelly spoons. It's Tim Down for Living with MS in Tenerife. I'm here on my own. No, not with the missus. We are back in our old haunts, the Terrazas El Jable, which is above the nebula in our village Cayal Salvaje, right next to the bus stop, which is right there, and our house, which is at the back of these three here. There you go. So we're the last home. So one, two, three there. So we can just fall over home, which is good. And tonight we're having the leftover pizza from Saturday and the leftover, what's it called?
Well, lasagna.
Leftover lasagna.
But you can have that. I'm okay with the pizza.
Result. So we got the, I got my new tip for on. This is my Australian, the Aussie chiller. Aussie chiller there, mate. Aussie chiller. Bought it online. It came in a week from Australia. I actually watched it, tracking it, watching it. There you go. We're not drinking tonight. So we're just a figment of your imagination.
Mine is alcohol-free.
That's what they all say.
Sin alcohol.
Sin alcohol. Nobody registered today, but I've put it out there that we're here. So if you are on the island and in the village, or can be in the village in the next 30 minutes, we shall be here till around about 7 or 7:15, I should imagine. And then we're going to toddle off home. We've got 76 people looking. If you're just joining us, we are at Terrazas El Jable, which has just been done up, actually. So what I'll do is I'll take Chris's phone in a minute and just show you where we are. We're right across from the Mind Hotel. So if you're watching us in the Mind Hotel, give us a wave from the top floor, and we'll come back to you in a minute. So let's see what people are saying. This is the... loads of people, loads of people, loads, loads. So Derek Walker's on, good evening. It's Craig, don't forget the button, people. Colin Lawton, Catherine Pobart, Jamie Priest. Hi, Jamie. I'll see you tomorrow night at 6 p.m. sharp. Neil Davidson, good evening, Neil. Cool dude. Don't forget, Neil Davidson has a group in Facebook called Tenerife Friends, and it's grown out of the community around the vloggers here. So if you are not a member of the Facebook group Tenerife Friends, go ahead and search for that. It is a private group, so you're safe in there. And there is a couple of questions that you need to answer, but nothing searching. And if you don't answer the questions, you won't be let in, but, you know, just answer the questions. And Neil and Anne and David and quite a few other people are moderators in there. So you're all with, that's why it's called Tenerife Friends. You're with friends. Anne-Marie's on. A happy birthday to you, Anne. Was it yesterday or today? I think it was yesterday, was it? Happy birthday from yesterday. Or is it today? I can't remember. Sorry, Anne.
What day is it?
It's Monday today.
Yeah.
I think it's today, is it? I think it's today. Happy birthday. Debbie's on, David Butler, Emma Kelly. Emma, I love your comments. Thank you very, very much. Sometimes I don't answer them. I know you ask questions. Sometimes I don't answer them, but I do read them. And so if there's anything you want to know, just QQ. Just put QQ and then a question, and we'll answer it. Tony Tabarro's on, Brendan Scanlon's on, Martin, Voss, Susan, Marianne, North Tenerife man. I did a shout out to you on my 24-hour loop today. Anne, evening on the chat, David Butler. Anne's put the link up for North Tenerife, man, if you want to go check that out. I'm sure Scott will be in a minute. We'll have to put his link up as well. We've got to get him to 1,000. Is he 1,000? 100, we need. 100. Did he get to 100 yet? I'm sure he must have by now. The Neil Davidson YouTube, and I think you can get from there to the Facebook group as well. Michael's on. Simon Marks is on. Another day in paradise. You're dead right there. Look at the skies. The Kalima's finished. So we've got nice clear skies now, but the temperature's dropped a bit, hasn't it?
Yeah,
but it's still very warm in the sun.
Do
that. There you go. Get a better exposure for Christina Lee. There we go. A view from Mars. There he is. Good evening, Tim and Christina. Black Dog Walks. Black Dog Walks. That's actually the flying trucker. He's gone to Black Dog Walks because that's more descriptive of the channel. So if you like British countryside and little dogs, then that's the channel to go and have a look at. Carol Smith is on. Michael's saying hi. Fiona's on. What are you both drinking tonight? It's very kind of you. I'm having an Amstel, I think it is. And Chris is having an alcohol-free Heineken. So it's like a Webby minus minus. Is a camera's playing up again, isn't it? It didn't play up the other day. I'll just plug it in, probably. There you go. Should be out. Jeff Daniels is on. I keep doing this, don't I? Let me just lock this thing. Where are we? Comments. Lock it. There you go. Locked now. And view from us, that's the good one. Happy birthday, Anne. Happy birthday, Anne. Thanks, Tim. Evening, Tim and Christina. Got another vlogger behind us. Susan says happy birthday. Everybody saying happy birthday to Anne. Gideon's on and Red Duffy. Madge on the couch, me having to cook tea, guys. Don't boil the water. Tenerife Friends Group, that's the one we're talking about, and Renee's on. Cool dude. So back to the two of us. So Chris, what have you been doing the weekend?
What have I been doing the weekend?
That's what I said.
That's a hard question because I'm at this age. I don't remember the weekend anymore.
You don't remember the weekend anymore?
It was a nice full weekend.
Well, I'll tell you, I'll jog your memory, right? Friday night, I broke the hob and I was upset. And then Saturday morning, I tried to start cooking. And oh no, I found out on Saturday morning, didn't I? Yeah. So I went to buy a new hob with Reinhold. And he wasn't feeling too well, was he? So we didn't go for a pint, even though I said I might go for a sly pint and don't tell Chris.
And then he told me I was going to the pub with Reinhold because I hadn't made the pizza dough. He's a good boy.
Yeah, but I mean, that's true.
But later you told me you would have gone.
If Reinhold had wanted to go, I would have gone. But I told him I've got to make pizza dough. But if it has twisted my arm, I'd have gone.
Because you're a weakling.
I'm a weakling. So Saturday was that, and then Saturday afternoon I did a very good pizza.
Yeah.
So if you've not seen that, go and watch the 24-hour loop, or watch my TikToks or my Facebooks or the little reels. I think they get pushed out to, everything, I think. Yeah. Shorts.
Yeah, and suddenly the guy came to put.
Glenn came. Glenn, if you're watching, thanks very much, my friend. Didn't charge me a penny for screwing it in. And I would have been lost because, I mean, I know the difference between neutral and live and stuff, but it was in Spanish and there was pictures, but I'm still, you know, I'm still a bit of a, I'm a scaredy cat when it comes to
electric.
Yeah. I would have turned the whole block of flats off.
Mm-hmm.
Either, what's it called? Absichtlich or unabsichtlich?
On purpose.
On purpose, no, by accident. By accident, I would have killed everybody. What's black and hangs from a light bulb? So the bus is coming, 4:71. So what time is it now? 18:05. So it's 18:09, I think it leaves here. So they're doing pretty well in the afternoons. Not too bad, not too bad. What else we got? There's music in the background, but I've turned the little buttons on, so you should be okay. You should be okay that we don't hear the music. What else was I going to say? A Sunday, I made a fantastic, even though I do say so myself,
lasagna.
And it was like double lasagna, and I've cut it in half and cut that half in four. And then I thought, we'll have like a couple of portions each, and then Chris will have half a portion, and I'll have the rest. And I ended up eating most of it. It was so good. So the diet went out the window, I think. So I didn't want to be disappointed. I'm going to weigh myself tomorrow. Tomorrow I'm going for a walk with Tenerife Tez. I'm picking him up at the opposite the whiskey jar. So I don't know whether we're going to park there and walk from there, or whether I'm going to pick him up and we're going to go somewhere else. I think we'll park there. If I got a parking spot at the oh God, the smoky. If I get a parking spot at the opposite the whiskey jar, then I think I'll stay there and we'll just walk around. So we'll go down past Oro, what's it called? Something Oro. Oro Blanco and Oro Negra. Oro Negro, Oro Blanco. That's it. And then we'll take a left down there, past Linica's and that, down to Veronica's. Then we'll come back up by the Columbus. So that's going to be the sort of route we're going to be on. I might stop for a coffee halfway or back up the top. Where's good for a coffee at the top? I don't know. Anyway, Tenerife test tomorrow, 9:00. Don't be late. I probably will be.
The good thing is, tomorrow I can sleep again.
You got nothing to do on Tuesdays, have you?
No.
Cool, but dude.
Because Sunday I had to get up because of the guy.
Uh-huh. You didn't. You could have stayed in bed, but you decided to get up.
Yeah. Would have been the way getting made. If it'd been late, I would have been in bed already.
That's true. That's true. But tomorrow, typically on Tuesdays, we don't do anything, do we? No. And I've been shopping today, so I don't need any other shopping. All I've got to do is got to meet Jamie Priest online at 6:00 to have a test of the video. And we're going to chit-chat because he's coming over soon.
We had to get up as well. Because Jill was coming.
Jill came and cut her hair. Looks lovely. And she also did mine, look. Did all my ears and everything. That was me, by the way, shaving the other day. That wasn't Jill. What do you think?
Blood of the same guest.
I'm a blood of the same guest. And last night? No, tonight. It's Monday today, isn't it?
Yeah.
There you go. So tonight we're having the rest of the lasagna, or I am, and the rest of the pizza, because we only ate half the pizza, didn't we?
Yeah.
I did the dough.
And the rest of the wine.
Oh, yeah. I did the dough from a recipe from, what's his name? Ginaldo. He's the guy that cooks with Jamie Oliver. And he's got a great recipe. It's basically a kilo of flour and 650 ml of water, or, you know, whatever that multiplies into, what, like half a kilo and 325. And I actually just did 250 grams of flour for one pizza. 250 grams of flour, 160 grams of water, tablespoon of olive oil, a pinch of salt, and a packet of yeast. Mix it in the mixer for 5 minutes, and then stick it with a cloth over it somewhere warm for an hour till it doubles. Punch it back, put a load of flour on top because it's very wet dough, and then just turn it into a ball, and then leave it for a little bit, and then you can roll it out into a big circle, and then flip it over the back of your hand, throw it onto a piece of parchment paper on a board or a thing you're going to put in the oven, like a whatever, metal thing. But before you do that with the parchment paper, I also sprinkle a bit of semolina on it to stop it sticking, and throw the dough on, put my tomato sauce on, and we had basil and basil and oregano. I can never remember that herb, can I? You know why we say herbs instead of herbs? Because there's an H in front of the word. Anyway, so I put basil, chopped basil, and oregano on top of the sauce, and then I put buffalo mozzarella. I think we call it buffalo mozzarella. I don't know why. Buffalo mozzarella. Put that on, sprinkled on, and then I got artichoke hearts out of a jar and squeezed them dry and stuck them on. And then I cut a lot of garlic, maybe 5 or 6 cloves of garlic. I thinly sliced them, and then a little bit of salt on them, and then just scatter those over the top, and then finish off with black olives with stones in. These olives are from Aragon, and the only place I can get them is the Cash and Carry, and it comes in a kilo bag, and they were running out, so I bought 2 kilos, because they're good till 2025 if you don't open them. Anyway, I opened a kilo bag, and I sealed them in 4 little bags and sucked the air out so that they're vacuum packed again. And so it was fantastic. Go on, take a look. In fact, I can show you a picture, I think. Can I show you a picture? Let me see if I can show you a picture. Two's up iPad, here we go. And I'll go to here. Sí, otra jarra, por favor, para mí.
Despacito.
Despacito, yeah. Can you still hear me, mother? Yeah, of course you can hear me. So let's see if I can put a picture in here. Photos. Pizza. No, didn't come through. Can't show it you, sorry. Oh dear, what a shame. But yeah, go and look at 24-hour loop. Look at the clouds over the mountain. Look ominous, but we didn't get any of that today. Yeah, so the pizza was fantastic, wasn't it? And we only had half, because there's quite a bit of crust on it. It's like a bread, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Very nice. Very nice. The secret is once I put it on the thing I'm going to cook it on, I left it to rise again before I put the sauce on it. So that was the...
It was very Guido.
Very Guido.
Very filling.
We know a guy called Guido Filling. And it's a German name. And we always think that it's filling. It's very filling. So we all say it's very Guido. Have you got any things that only your family says? Like vingary. My family, Jackie, when my little sister, when she was little, she couldn't say vinegar, so she said vingary. So now in our family, it's always vingary. Anything in your family? I know it's our family again now, but in your side of our family?
Yeah.
Any words that they use that are silly?
Well, so was Blechhaus.
So Blechhaus, yeah, but that's not like a...
It's...
Like a word that somebody said wrong.
Yeah.
And you always use the wrong word now. Apart from what I say. Schlaf gut, dir auch.
You know. Eigentlich.
Yeah, but that's me. When I was learning German, I used eigentlich, and it's eigentlich. Eigentlich. Eigentlich.
Wenn ich ehrlich bin.
Yeah. When I'm truthful. What does eigentlich mean in English? I can't think. Eigentlich schon. It's one of those words that you put in front of something to make people think like, I think it's actually, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, actually it is. Eigentlich schon. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, let's see what you guys are saying. I'm sure there's been loads and loads of things here. Okay, so let's have a look at QQ. Marialti, just one. What bus number goes to the old town of Adeki? The old town. Let me just check. The old town is the 473 from here. But unfortunately, or as they say, disinfortunatamente, the 473 doesn't stop in the village anymore. You got to walk up the hill to the top. And that's probably from here, I would say 15 to 20 minutes if you got a reasonable pace. I say 15 minutes if you can, you know, march it, and 20 minutes if you got problems going uphill.
Yeah.
What you can do, though, is get the bus from here to Arminiemi and then get off the bus and wait for the 473, so change buses. But then you've either got to have a daily ticket or one of these tap-on, tap-off tickets, or pay twice. So if you just say you're going to Arminiemi, I think that'll cost you about 120. And then from Arminiemi to the old town of Adeki is probably another 120. But if you get a €10 daily ticket, you can go there all over the place. Or if you get the 10 mass card, then you get 60% off, I think it is, or 50% off. So you just tap it on and then tap it off when you get off. You got to remember to tap it off, though, because what happens with these 10 mass cards is when you tap it on, it actually charges the whole trip to your card immediately. And then when you tap it off, it discounts the rest. Now, the reason they do that is because if you forget to tap it off, you just pay to the end because they don't know where you got off. So a programmer, if I was the programmer doing that, I wouldn't do it that way. I'd say if it doesn't tap off, then you get charged 500. And that just make people tap on off. The thing is, if you've only got 120 on your ticket and it tries to book €3.10, it fails. So you have to have enough money on the card to go to the end of the route that you're trying to get on, or the route that you're trying to get on. So that's a bit weird, isn't it? Anyway, 473 is the bus, but it doesn't stop here in Kaosavaki. Let's go back. Remember, hit thumbs up. Okay, we did that one. Are you and David out tonight? No, Craig. We have a family over. Okay, cool. Hello, Tim. It's Susan Roberts. Hello, Tim. Hope you're both well. We are. Met you a few times in Tenerife. And there you go. QQ, Warren Seldon. Best place to stay in your manner for single traveller, bed and breakfast, and a nice swimming pool would be great, Tim. So, I don't know what your quality requirements are, but in the village, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 hotels, plus a few Airbnbs. So, the first hotel is the one at the back behind Christina. That's the white one behind Christina, the big one. That's a 3-star hotel. And they try and get you all inclusive as well. And that's called the Blue Sea Cayo Garden. Got a great pool. The rooms are clean, but a bit dated. The food apparently is crap. Apparently it's crap. And may I? So the food's rubbish. But there's a little shop there with... Dan's shop. Do you want to put it all in? Tenerife's excursions is there, so you can get all your excursions done whilst you're in the hotel. And then walking down, there's plenty of restaurants and stuff, but that's got a nice pool and it's quite reasonable as well. I'm not sure whether if you don't take the all-inclusive, it's a lot cheaper, but you can, it's Blue Sea Cayo Garden. And they've got little apartments with a kitchen in as well. And it's cheap as chips, but that's quite nice. The Mind Hotel is a very good hotel. It's more catering for the eco-friendly crowd, so that it's very ecological. There's no waste, the recycling stuff, and but the food's very good apparently. And apart from there's no English breakfast in the buffet, so they don't do like a fried breakfast type thing if you're breakfast included. Opposite is the Tropical Park. That's also got a great pool. Oh, the Mind has got a rooftop pool and a pool down the bottom. The Tropical Park has got a good pool, and it's got a extra kiddies pool as well. Entertainment, and they do fantastic buffet breakfast there. Coming further down, on the right, there's a brand new apartment complex called Albatross by Malibu. And they should have opened on the 15th, but it doesn't look open. So if you could come in later in the year, Albatross by Malibu, have a look for that. And Pearly Grey, where Webby's son is the bar manager of the Edge restaurant, which is right on the edge. Look, it's basically built into the cliffs. It's really nice. And that's a timeshare place, but you can get holidays there. And then straight down the other end is the Atlantic Holiday Company. Barry and Gail have stayed there. And also Menabinos has stayed there. And they say that's great. It's pretty central. It's down the bottom. So any of the hotels here have got a reasonable pool. If you're looking to just have a bed for the night and a nice pool, then I would say Blue Sea Cayo Gardens the way to go. If you want to spend a bit more, the Mind or Tropical Park. If you want to be down on the beaches, which is obviously a premium, Pearly Grey Atlantic Holiday Company. And the new one is not finished yet, but that's okay. Okay. Hope that helps. Muchas gracias.
Gracias.
Don't forget, we're only a stone's throw from Playa Paraíso as well. And Playa Paraíso, you've got the Hard Rock Hotel, you've got the Roca Navaria Hotel, you've got the H10 Sunset Hotel, and you've got the Double Hotel Bahia Principe, Tenerife and Adeje side. So there's plenty of hotels in the area within walking distance, 10 or 12 hotels. But as I say, if you're just looking for a place to bed down and have a bit of breakfast in the morning, Blue Sea Cayo Gardens probably your one. If you're not going to be, too posh. There you go. Where are we? Marialti we did. Warren we did. Thanks, says Marialti, no problem. Fiona says, does your daughter stay in Germany and does she speak German while she's there or English? Good question. My daughter is German, so German's her first language. But I taught her English at a young age, didn't I? Mm-hmm. So I taught her English at a young age. In fact, the way we brought her up is I only spoke English to her and Chris only spoke German to her. But obviously, Chris was there a lot often, more often than me.
Yeah, you were hardly there.
I was working. So I would speak to her at the weekends and stuff if I wasn't traveling. But then we took her to America with us in 97. Muchas gracias. Took her to America with us in 97 and put her in American school. So there she learned to speak English properly, although with a southern droll accent. Hello, Missy. Y'all having a nice day now. Southern droll. So Virginia, so she spoke that. And now she's married to a guy from Ghana, and Ghana's official language is English. So they speak English first, but when he moved over to Germany about 6 years ago, was it?
Mm-hmm.
Then he had to learn German and be proficient in it to get a visa and stuff like that. So, and he had, so he had, and he's, He's very good in German now. So I think they speak German a lot at home. But if they're just faffing around, it's probably English together, isn't it? And their kids, Mali speaks English and German. And Amari doesn't speak anything at the moment. So what's his name? She said, Amari. I said, all right, Harry. Yeah, so she is German. She's a German citizen. She had to choose. What happens is if you're born in Germany, you get German citizenship automatically. And if you have a parent that is of a different nationality, you can be both nationalities as a child, as a minor. So that means she's British when she lands on British soil. She's German while she's on German soil. But at 18, you have to choose. And this can come with quite a bit of problems, really, couldn't it? And there's quite a bit of problems, because what happens is a friend of ours, it was actually the people who we rented the flat from, wasn't it, in the Sporus.
Yeah.
They had a young girl working for them whose father was in the American military in Bavaria, in the area. And so she was working, before she was 18, she was working in this cafe. And then when she got 18, she decided to take American citizenship because she thought that would put her in good stead in the future. And so she took American citizenship. And what happened then is the Café Spora, they got a letter from the German government fining them 10,000 marks, I think it was then, yeah, for employing a foreigner without a visa. So that sort of scared us a little bit. So Stephanie decided to take... not to take British citizenship, because she can.
Well, nowadays it's allowed to live.
So you can have dual citizenship now. In them days, you couldn't have dual citizenship, so we didn't do it, and there would be no benefit of our daughter having British citizenship. In fact, it would be terrible now after Brexit, because she'd be a foreigner in her own country, wouldn't she? But as I say, now they got dual citizenships, so that doesn't really matter. If she wanted British citizenship, she can get it like that.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no advantage, really. Especially not where they're going. If they go back to Ghana, to the plantation. Mm-hmm. They've got a cashew plantation farm in northern Ghana, in the Gonja district. Right, let's see. Does your daughter? Good evening, good evening. Chris Godfrey's on. Name's on. Love the channel, Name. Thank you. Any tips for finding hotel deal over Christmas and New Year? New Year's Eve, particularly expensive. They are. Unfortunately, New Year's Eve and Christmas, it's like a premium. We stayed at the Sheraton one year, didn't we? And they gave us a reasonable rate for the first week and a half, wasn't it? And then on New Year's Eve.
Christmas Day.
It was Christmas, wasn't it? So on Christmas Day, it doubled. The room price doubled. And we booked the meal as well, didn't we? And that for the one night, it cost us nearly €600, isn't it? Yes. Just for that one night. The rest of the holiday was like a hot night.
It wasn't more special than the rest of
No, it wasn't special. And the meal, I didn't really like the meal, tell you the truth. No. The Sheraton's closed now, but it's reopened as the Tivoli. So that's in La Caleta. I do recommend that area as well. If you like five-star luxury, there's quite a few five-star hotels there on La Caleta way. There's also a four or a three-star hotel right in the center of La Caleta called... Can't remember. If you look up La Caleta, there's only one three-star hotel. Well, that's really good... I met a guy there once. He said it's cheaper to fly from London on Friday night, come in, put his bags down, go down to the beach and have a fish supper, and then spend 2 days there and then fly back Monday morning than paying his electricity and gas bill for the weekend in London. So there you go. Turn off the electricity, fly to Tenerife for the weekend. I don't know whether he can do that anymore with Brexit. I suppose he could, as long as he doesn't go over the 90 days. Well, that should be all right. I don't think he can do that. 129 people on. Thank you so much. Wow. We're doing well. So deals over Christmas, not really. As I say, if you want a cheap place, I do recommend the bed or just bed really. You don't even need to get bed and breakfast. Just get a bed in the cheap hotel at the top here, and see if there's any package deals with the flights and that, and then you'll be all right. Of course, Tim, there's Webby flat depending on dates. Yeah, the Webby flat. There are people on Airbnb that rent it out, and Webby rents out to family and friends. So he has to know you, though, I think. So he has to know you before he'll rent the flat out. Because if he does it to the general public, then he's going to be, you know, are you advertising? But if he does it to friends and family, then there's nothing wrong with that. So as long as you're friends, so you've got to be friends first with Webby before you can get his flat. So you got to subscribe to his channel, Webby Sports Roundup. That's a good way of getting subscribers, isn't it? If you subscribe to my channel, I'll let you lease my flat. Paul Zong, good evening. View from us. Where are we tonight? Tim Rutherford said, no. For those of you just joining us, we are in our old haunt as Terrasa El Habli. So let me just do this. So behind me, that's our flat right there. Not this one. Two, three. The third building up. And then the next one's Webby's block. And here is the bus stop in Caiosavaki. So the beach is down here. And this is Mirador de la Gomera. And this is Arco Iris, or Arco Iris Rainbow.
I know a song about change, Jeffrey.
Anyway, yeah, we're right in the middle of town. If you look at Chris, you'll see behind her is the road, and the big building at the back on the hill there is the hotel I've just been talking about. Cool dude. Let me just turn you around here. Let me just take this off. Chink. There we go. Let me show you the setup. So setup is just my MacBook Air and the control surface. That's me, my beer. Right there's the Mind Hotel. This is the Tropical Park. So those are the three hotels basically within a stone's throw of each other. And we're right above the Nebula restaurant. So if you know the Nebula restaurant, then you'll know this. And this is older than the Nebula restaurant. This is called Cocina Típica Canaria. It's called the Terrasa El Habli with two R's and one Z. And it's a typical Canarian restaurant. And they do Canarian food and tapas. And he's just had it refurbished and he's just reopened. So it's the sun over there is really hot. So normally we'll sit on the corner over there, but it would be too hot today to sit in the sun, especially for me. Anyway, let's get you back in here. Whoops. There you go. That's Chris. So yeah. So we are in Caiosavaki in Terrasa El Habli, which is a great little tapas bar, isn't it? Yeah. It's upstairs. So you've got to basically go behind Nebula or in between Nebula and the gin place. And then there's some steps going up. And if you have a mobility problem like Chris, there's also a lift. The thing is, if you go to second floor, when you go back down, don't go to ground floor because that takes you to the right down the basement. So it's two and one. So one is Nebula level and two is this level. So yeah, cool dude. And if you get the bus, the 471, it drops you right outside. Cool dude, Chris. You're getting cool. You're getting cold. A bit of a wind here, isn't there?
Little
Wind
bit.
coming off the sea, and we're just around the corner from the wind. It's whistling past me. My shaved head.
Oh.
Oh. So I've got nobody to interview tonight, unfortunately. But Rose and okay, who did that one? Terrasa del Habli, thanks, Craig. Evening, Tim and Christine. In fact, if you go to timothydowd.com/events and look at this event, they've got a link to Google Maps, which will show you exactly where it is. My is it not our Tim? It is our Tim Ree. Glad to see you're still posting content, Tim. Keep up the great work, says GT. I don't think I've stopped. I think a lot of people have been saying they've been missing what I'm doing, but I post every day and at least three times, or two, at least twice.
A lot of time, oh dear.
Yeah, on the, because I do the shorts every day, and sometimes I do those twice a day for each pit of food, don't I? Yeah. But now I think I'm just doing once a day on the shorts, and I do a 24-hour loop now, which is everything that happens after brunch till after brunch the next day, I do in a 24-hour loop edited vlog with graphics and music. So if you watch yesterday's or today's, for instance, if you watch today's, there was a beautiful fireworks display. Was it last night? No, Saturday night, wasn't it?
It'd be a wedding.
Could have been a wedding, yeah. And the wedding was probably in that wellness place in the banana plantation up the back. Yeah, Cristoforo. There's a place called Cristoforo, which is like little bungalows, like Tibetan bungalows and stuff. And that could have been there, because I think that's where they were coming up, a bit left of most of the hotels. So it could have been there, a wedding or a birthday or something like that. Oh, top of the range BMW just coming past, white one. You'll see it past Christina's head now. Zoom. Yeah, so 24-hour loop, go and check those out. And don't forget the rest of the playlists, because you can pick a playlist. And I got one called Drones, and that's doing quite well, actually, because they're like evergreen. So my best one is the one of the Ryu Hotel, just across the road in Playa Paraíso. So check that out. But there's one for a couple of Playa Paraíso ones, a couple of Kawasaki ones. All those drone footages are great. And the thing is, I've been trying to get the drone out since about January, haven't I? And the wind's been terrible. And then when the wind's not terrible, I've got no time. So we'll see. I might do some... What I'm thinking of doing is doing drone footage of each hotel individually in the village. And then publishing those. Because they seem to do quite well as well, you know, drone footage. And I've got to do it before Michael comes with his drone, because then he'll just take over the whole of YouTube, won't
he? Does he have a better drone than you?
He's got a better drone than me. He's got the number 4, I got the number 3.
Oh.
Ray Duffy, thank you so much, my friend. Thank you so much, my friend. Okay, thanks, Tim and Christina, very helpful. God willing, see you the end of the year. Warren, I'm looking forward to it. Roger Channing's on. See you in a couple of weeks. Cool dude, my friend. You remember Roger and Christine? We were in Little Germany with them.
Yeah.
They're coming over again. Crazy Bake says hello. Crazy Bake, thank you. Thank you for the shout out. Canary potatoes. You did canary potatoes baked in salt. I thought that was a great idea. I don't know where you got that from, but it was a great idea. But the typical canary potatoes are boiled in seawater. So they don't use seawater these days, obviously, but they just put a lot of salt in water and boil them. And then when they're done, you drain them and then put them back on the turned off hob to air dry. And then they get those little crusty salt crystals on the outside. But baking them in the oven in sea salt, that's brilliant. Baked canary potatoes in salt. You know, like we do the fish in salt. Well, they baked canary and potatoes in salt. I thought it was quite good. I'm going to try that. Definitely going to try that. John Sharp, I team up to meet up with you in June. Do you know if I can find lactose-free milk in the supermarket? We are staying in Costa Dechi. Guten Tag, John Sharp. I think you can get it, and you get a lot of like almond milks and stuff like that. They do a lot of milks, and I'm sure you can get lactose-free. Definitely, definitely. Yep. QQ, Tim, when you and Christina are both home together without filming, what language do you speak to one another? English, we don't talk to each other. When I'm not filming, I just ignore her.
You talk Dinglish.
Dinglish. Deutsch and English.
Mixed up some words in German, some in English.
And Spanish.
In Spanish as well, yeah. Yeah.
So, Spanischlich. Spanish, Deutsch, and English, yeah? Spanischlich. It's sort of a mixture, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
It depends what we want. I'll say, todo bien? And you'll say, ya.
I say, si.
Si.
Todo bien.
Si. Cariño. Si, cariño. Estoy todo bien. Actually, I would say, if I was to count the words, I'd probably speak more German, don't I?
Yeah.
Yeah? Because sometimes I've got to get my point across, and it's easier just to use German, isn't it? And sometimes I've got to go, speech! Because
I get the girl speech a lot.
We both do speech. So what we said was, what used to happen is one of us would start talking and the other one wouldn't be ready and we wouldn't know what language it was. Yeah. And then all of a sudden the conversation was finished and we didn't know what they said. So I said, why don't we just say speech and then what language it is? So speech, English, and then say it in English. And that got a bit weird, but we still say speech, don't we?
Yeah.
We just don't say the language anymore, do we? Right. Sometimes we mix it anyway. Mix it for a biscuit. It's really weird when you know a lot of languages, or at least two languages, and you get to the stage where you're thinking in both languages, you don't really notice what you're speaking, do you?
Yeah.
You don't notice it.
Since I learned Spanish, I forgot a lot of English words.
That's true. That's true. Because you Schubladen sind Folge.
Sometimes I know the Spanish word and can't remember the English one.
There you go. No cerveza más, Tim.
No cerveza más.
No more beer.
Pero tenemos vino tinto.
Vino tinto.
En casa.
Sí. Tenemos. Lo tenemos. Lo. Vino. Lo vino. Is it el vino? Yeah.
El
vino. Don't forget the V in Spanish is pronounced B. So vino is actually vino. So if you remember the Dandy and the Vino comics, it's vino tinto, red wine, and vino blanco. There you go. So let's see what people are saying. Let's put it online so that everybody can read. There you go. So that was Casino. We did that. Jack Bell, hi. Poor Webby licking his wounds after Man United again. I looked at the results just to find out whether he was going to run naked through the streets of Czechoslovakia or not. And I looked, and apparently it was 3-0. And then Coventry had, in the 70th minute, had two goals and a penalty. So it was 3-3. And to me, deciding on penalties doesn't. So it was a draw for me. They didn't get beaten. It was a draw. They've just got to choose which one goes on. And so they did penalties. But the match was a draw. Johnny Vlugge. Hi, everyone. Johnny, I don't know. Can I say, Johnny, where you are? Can I tell him where you are? I'll wait till you answer that. Magnus, would Webby give us a discount for subbing? No. He's cheap enough as he is. He's too cheap, in fact. It's already a friend's price. Hi, John. David Butler, Johnny, daughter, Basil, our, not my. Okay, thank you. And Luna and the expats. Tim, do you use GoPro? And if so, can you recommend a good microphone? No. Yes. I don't use a GoPro. I use I'll tell you what I use. I use my phone on a gimbal. I've got a DJI Pocket 3, which is broken at the moment, and it's gone back for repair, so I'm going to get that back. So DJI Pocket 3, a iPhone 15 Pro. This is a MacBook Air. So this is no good for walking around the streets, but it's great for what we're doing now. And I'm using Ecamm Live, which is a software that only runs on Mac. And the phone is plugged in with USB, and I'm using the DJI Mic 2. And this one came with the Pocket 3 and connects through Bluetooth. But then I brought another one and the receiver, And that comes in a little bag like this. And you've got connections, USB-C, which I'm using now, and a lightning connector in case you want to plug it into the bottom of an iPhone that has lightning connectors. And you get all that, one microphone and a receiver, but the one I already had connects as well, so it connects to two. So when I'm connecting two microphones together, I'll use the receiver. And if I'm only using one microphone, I'll connect direct with Bluetooth. And it also connects to my Insta360 ONE X2, which is two generations past the one that's just been released, 360 camera. So that's pretty good. And I use the Insta360 Go 2, which is the one less than the latest model now. And that's got a great microphone built in. But I do recommend the DJI, although Andrew, I think Nightstride has been having problems with his, but I'm sure that's just his units. Or it's too loud, one of the two. If it's too loud, you get a lot of interference. But if you get the DJI, they're pretty good as well at repairing and exchanging stuff as well. So there you go. We got a rabbit. The doves are trying to have sex as we speak. Anyway, not doves, what are they called? Pigeons.
Pigeon.
Wood pigeons, yeah. Yeah, so I do recommend the DJI. I do have a set of Rode Wireless Go 2, but I've given them to Webby for now, and he seems to be using them. I'll take them back if he doesn't use them. But they're not too bad as well, the Rode Wireless Go. A GoPro is more of an action camera, so I wouldn't really plug a microphone into that. I know you can get the microphone mod, but I just, if you're not doing live stuff, then I'd just sync it up in post. So just get a decent, like this one records internally at 32 bit. So you don't need to set the gain, just press the red button there and it'll record internally. And then when you get home, just pull it off onto your computer, match it up with your GoPro footage, and that's it. But the one I would recommend to get if you're getting a new camera is the DJI Pocket 3. Even though mine's broke, I still say that's the best vlogging camera you can get. If it comes with the microphone, if you get the what's it called? The vlogging kit, the creator kit, then it comes with a microphone, a bag, extra battery, everything like that. And that is the best one to get. I mean, it's $600, but hey, you know, if you're thinking of doing it, and also it's not as conspicuous as any of the other cameras. So anyway, that's my take on it. Pay with PayPal, pay it in three payments. It costs you $200 a month for 3 months. Bang bang. Okay, if you buy it here, it's $600. I think if you buy it somewhere else with higher VAT, it's probably going to be $690 or $670 or something like $679. But for the kit. But if you buy it here at Percy Photo in Santa Cruz, or if you order it from Duke Fotografia in Gran Canaria, they'll deliver it to your hotel in 2 days. So if you're coming over on Saturday, let's say, they won't look at it till Monday, unfortunately. So you got to order it on Friday, and then they'll deliver it on Tuesday. There you go. DukeFotografia.com and Percy Photo. What did you just hit? Sounded like he hit something, didn't he? The Lanzarote bus. And here we go, Ray Duffy Super Chat. I thanked you, but I'm going to thank you again, Ray. You're so generous. It is unbelievable. I thank you for the bottom of my heart. And cheers, big ears to you. And this will also go to my wife's book club. Yeah? Your book club. What books are you reading at the moment? Well, take a drink first.
I forgot again. I have shown you the other day.
Oh, I don't look.
One of these.
Yeah, I don't remember him. I don't remember him.
Yeah.
Linda Fitzpatrick's on. Did I miss anybody? Michelle T's on. Johnny Vlogger. Catherine, but I keep looking for your event site, but can't find it. I'm a bit useless though. We're over in June, September next year, and next January we'll keep trying. Catherine, if you just go to timothydowd.com, nothing else, timothydowd.com, and then in the menu, press events, or I think halfway down the front page, there's another button that says events, or there's four pictures. One picture is email, one picture is support the page, one picture is joining the live here, and the last picture is the button to the event. So I think you can get there if you just go to Timothy Dowd, one word, TimOthy.com, and then you'll see everything. I think there's actually a link here in the description. If there isn't, I'll put it in, but I'm sure there is. TimothyDowd.com, and the events page has a list of all the events that we do. The only reason I call it events is because I bought this. I didn't buy the software. It's free. I got this software which creates events, and then you can add them into your website pretty easily. And it just shows you. It does like a booking system, so you can actually book a time or a date or whatever. But the booking system just lets us know who's coming. So like tonight, for instance, if we look on a Sunday night and nobody's booked, you've got to book, I think it's up to 15 hours before, or 24 hours, that's right. So at 6 o'clock on a Sunday, it automatically goes away. So you can't book tonight later than 6 o'clock yesterday. So if nobody books by 6 o'clock on a Sunday, it looks like they're not coming. So then we decide to go somewhere else, or we don't do things, or Chris stays at home and I go for a pint, or what? Like last week, we were on the balcony, weren't we? I was on the balcony of my own last week. Yeah. Or was it the week before? I think last week we went out.
It smells like Philadelphia airport here.
Popcorn.
Someone's
doing popcorn. That's the free tappers are either nuts or popcorn here. Yeah, that's the free tappers. So, Catherine, if you get a problem, just send me an email, me@timothydowd.com. I'll send you a direct link. Or what else can we do? I think you should be able to get to it. You should be able to get to it. So Michelle's on. Marjorie Duffy. Hey, Madge. All right, so we've seen her. Ray's supposed to be making tea. Seems he's watching you. Ray, I'm starving. Get a tea. There you go, Ray. They're sneaking around with your phone. Johnny Vlogger saying happy birthday to Anne. I'm way behind. Thank you, I was told by a friend that lives over there. Okay, cool. That's the potatoes. Do you swear in German? Verdammt nochmal.
Scheiße.
Scheiße. What else do we say? I'm not going to say anything else. Michelle Gavin's on. What bus do I get from Callao to Los Gigantes? Yeah, that's the problem. We've got a problem with the buses at the moment because there is no bus that goes to Los Gigantes from Callao. You have to walk either to the top of the road and get the 473, which is the easiest and the quickest, or you can get the 471 all the way to Arminimi, which is half an hour or 25 minutes on a good day, and then wait there for the bus to go the other direction. So you're adding an extra half an hour to your journey by going that way. Having said that, if you're in the middle of town, getting to the top of the hill is going to take you 15, 20 minutes anyway. The only thing is that you can walk up and meet the bus as it arrives, whereby if you get the bus 471 to Arminimi and then get off and wait for the 473, they don't actually meet. So you might have just missed one, one might just arrive, or you might have to wait 40 minutes. So the easiest way is book a walk with me and tell me you want to go to Los Gigantes, and I'll take you there in the morning. And if you say I want to spend the day here, I'll just leave you there and you get the bus back. And then you get the 473 back to the top of the hill and just roll down. So that's an offer on anybody. If they book a walk with me, I'll take them anywhere. What I can't do really is go to Los Cristianos, pick you up and take you to Los Gigantes, because I wouldn't be back in time, would I? Mm-mm. I need to be back by 11 o'clock. Sometimes I push it 11:30 and beg forgiveness, don't I, kid? But yeah. So the bus is a bit weird at the moment. We have put a petition in to get it changed, but nothing's happened as yet. But yeah, it's a if you fancy it, then we'll
take a taxi. They were cheap.
You can all take a taxi. Los Gigantes will probably cost you about €25. But then again, if there's 10 of you in a bus, it's cheaper with a taxi. Well, no, you can't get 10. What bus do I get? Oh, we did that one. David, Michelle T. Unfair to decide on pen. Oh, I'm way behind. Yes, tell them, Tim. Yep, Johnny's coming over today. Or he should be over now. Are you over now, Johnny? Have you arrived yet? Then that's going to be good. So we're going to meet Johnny Vlogger sometime this week. Or in the next 10 days, he said. So we'll definitely meet up maybe more than once, Johnny. Did you see Ray's donation? Yes, I did. Thank you. Got 2 weeks wireless mics on Temu. They're good. Yeah, I've looked at the, I call them the cheap knockoffs, right? But that's unfair. There's quite a few cheap knockoffs like Comica, Temu. There's another one that just come out, a German one, a Magic Mic, for want of a better place. They're coming out. In fact, that's just been not been released yet. So that might be one that be that could be interesting, Magic Mic. So look at that. It's German. The website's all in German, but that's they deliver in the whole of Europe and Britain. So yeah, so Magic Mic, I would say look at if you're looking for a cheap version of the big three, which is DJI, of course, Rode, R-O-D-E, and the other one is the professional version, which is, I can see it in my mind, but I can't think of the word, begins with an L, I think. I'll let you know when I think of it. Georgina's on, hello, from Sedbergh in Cumbria. How did you break it? I didn't break it, actually. Putting it in and out of the case. Oh, sorry, North Tenerife man, Steve. We're talking about the Pocket 3. So you flip the screen to landscape to start filming, and then you flip it back to turn off. And the more you do it, obviously, the more chances it is of breaking. But what they've got is when you put it in and out of the case, it sort of does something. And so I took it out one day, and all of a sudden it just went, it wouldn't flip open all the way. Well, it would, but it wouldn't stay there. So it was like, it sort of stops at a 45 degree angle. And it's usable, because you can just hold it with your thumb, but it's not right. So, and apparently there are quite a few people with the same problem. So it's probably a design flaw. So I'm hoping that they'll change it and give me one that they've built without the design flaw. Now, obviously, you might have one without the design flaw because they've known about this for quite a while. But the early adopters, I think if you're putting it in and out of the case, there is a chance it's going to happen. So I didn't actually break it. I think it's a design flaw. Well, I hope it is anyway. Although I do have the refresh that I bought extra for 55. So if it isn't a design flaw, they're going to send me a new one anyway. But it takes 45 days apparently to get to China, have a look at it and get back. Luna says thanks. Quick question, is Christina warm enough? Are you warm enough?
I'm starting to get a bit cold.
If I take you off camera, do you want me to put this on?
No, because it might be warm because...
Yeah, when we go home it's going to be warm. In fact, it's 7 o'clock already. Cool, dude. We're nearly done. I got to be quick then. N Smiler from New Zealand's on. I'm going to rush through now. It's going dark over Bill's mother's on your right shoulder. This is my right shoulder. There you go. Over Bill's mother's. arrived today. Cool, dude. Have a great time. If you arrived today, why aren't you here, Johnny? Lucas arrives at 9. Okay. Okay, good. Tim was only winding Webby up. Commentary were a real great... Okay. Is Webby on at all? Jill Gardinier. Good. I haven't seen you in a while. Commentary match was so unfair. I'm not a footy supporter. We live near Coventry and saw it from the extra time. Screamed at the TV when they scored the fourth goal. It was so deflating when it was disallowed. Did they score a disallowed goal? Oh, my God. That would have been fun, wouldn't it? And have you got your car fixed yet, Marjorie? Yeah, I do, yeah. I mean, it was fixed on, actually, a week ago, wasn't it? Last Saturday. Yeah, Saturday, last Saturday. So the new mirror and then everything else got fixed automatically at the same time. And Johnny, how did your car go wrong? Is there a garage in Kaiserwacke? The car, I knocked the wing mirror off the driving on the right. I knocked the near side wing mirror off. And apparently the near side wing mirror has the all the sensors for the temperature gauges. And so the engine was putting the fan on when it didn't need to. And because of that, and because we don't drive a lot on an island, the battery died. And so we tried to jumpstart the battery. It worked, but the guy said the battery's got to the stage where it won't really charge anymore and you need a new one. So I needed a new wing mirror and a new battery. But the wing mirror with all the sensors, you have to buy as the unit with all the wires and the electronics in. And that's, I think, cost price, I think, is €150. That means the garage is going to charge you €300 at least for the wing mirror, plus the building it in, you know, the labor and what have you, plus VAT and all that crap. And then the battery, you can't just get a normal car battery. You got to get these ones because it's automatic. You got to get one of these batteries with like five or six connections on it. And the positives in the front and the negatives around the back. And it's anyway, so I got one of those with a 3-year guarantee. I got the brand new wing mirror and it all came together as a friend's price. He only charged me cost. So I ended up getting away with about 500 instead of the 9, whatever it was going to be, if I'd have taken it to the Renault. Is it a Renault? Peugeot. Sure. Take it to the Peugeot garage. Sure. I knew I had something like that. There is no garage here, no. You can't. Well, I mean, there's one just up the road, a guy that does repairs, but I got a mate who's in Las Chafiras, which is on the way to the airport. He's a tuner. It's called Garage Polo, Polo, P-O-L-O. And he does old timers and Formula Fords, I think he is, so a bit of racing and whatever. He's a mate. Dave Butler, agree, Jill's bonkers football game. And Craig, youtube.com, Webby, boom. Is Webby on? I didn't see anything from Webby. But anyway. So we're going to finish up in a minute now. Mm-hmm. None of the QQs are done. Christina Woman, if it was that last QQ. Christina's rushing to drink because she'll know I'll order another one if she's got anything left. If I'd have finished this instead of answering your questions, I'd have had another pint on the way. And now I can't because it's illegal, isn't it? Unless you want a brandy to warm you up.
No. Definitely not.
Well, that's it then, ladles and jelly spoons. I'm not sitting here with no beer. Cool dude. Oh, definitely don't say culo dudo. Dudo is the verb to doubt is dudar, D-U-D-A-R. And to conjugate that into I doubt is dudo. Yeah, so I doubt. And culo is arse. So culo dudo is I doubt arse. Culo dudo.
Doesn't make sense anyway.
Well, you still shouldn't say it. Right, so 96 people still watching, 81 thumbs up. Eventually we'll have more thumbs up than people watching as you leave. It's 7 o'clock, so I'm sure somebody else is on already. And what we'll do is I'll put this in so I can hear the volume. We're going to finish it up here. Let's do this. That one and that one. So, ladles and jelly spoons, I'd like to thank each and every one of you for joining me tonight. And Christina, of course, for being a wonderful wife.
Thank you.
And it was great fun, even though nobody arrived. Don't forget, if you are on the island, you're welcome anytime. But if there's nobody here, we'll still do something, won't we? We'll still do something. So thank you for watching. Don't forget the live shows are Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 5:55. And you can go and find out about how to join in at timothydowd.com/live.
Wednesday, I'm going to know the titles of the book.
Exactly. So don't forget, meet up Monday. Balcony Banter's Wednesday. Christina will know the titles of the books. And if you're on the island, you want to come for a pint with me and Webby at the Monte Cristo. Don't forget, Freaky Friday at 5:55. Tim and Christina will live with them at St. Tenerife. Signing off.